You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
With us this morning, it's that time of the day when we get to speak to Roman Cos. Today we're talking Shake and Stevens. Good morning, Roman.
And good morning, Diane. And things in downtown Shepparton?
Very good down here. We're very, it's a good morning. But it was a bit foggy this morning when I was driving over.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll clear up during the day. Can I do a big hello to Mrs. Cos, who's missing me immensely in downtown Euroa, because I'm actually in Ballarat at my son Robert's place, and his beautiful granddaughter Jasmine are just in the next room listening, so big hello to them.
Lovely. Good morning, Sue.
Yes, she's listening. Okay, Shake and Stevens. He was born Michael Barrett on the 4th of March 1948, and he was the youngest of 11 children. And by the time he was born, his oldest siblings, note the word siblings, were already married and had families of their own. So
what?
Talk about a late arrival. He grew up in a place called Eli Cardiff, and of course he was in rock and roll band as a teenager. He was a lead vocal for a group called Olympics and then the weirdly named Cossacks. Then he was in the Denims, which is a little bit more like it, and in between he became a milkman to help pay the bills. Then the Backbeats was another group. And eventually, Michael became Shaken Stevens and the Sunsets.
So how did he get that name?
Well, he got the... Well, I don't know where they got the Sunsets from, but the Stevens part actually came from a friend of his who was Stephen someone, and for some reason that they decided to use his name. I have no idea apart from that.
Okay.
Yeah, strange. You would have think it might have been like Shaken Michael in the Sunsets or something.
That's
but
true.
It wasn't. Now, their big break sort of came in December 1969 when they were a support act for the Rolling Stones in one of their tours, and Parlophone Records picked him up, and a guy called Dave Edmonds got to hear him as well. You might remember Dave Edmonds has got a song called I Hear You Knocking back in those days. Been played on this station many times. Minor sales in the UK, but they did really well financially, better off in Germany, Belgium, France during their tours. Now, in 1977, he was spotted singing Elvis songs and got the role as Elvis in the musical Elvis for a couple of years over there in the UK. And through some clever promotion on TV, UK TV became better known. And then in 1981, you've got to remember he was 33 by then, he scored his first number one hit for This Old House.
Wow.
And, yeah, so talk about taking his time getting becoming famous.
Didn't he?
Don't you get a lot of these singers are famous when they're 16 or 17, like Paul Anka, and this guy's 33, you know?
Yeah.
But he got there eventually. So he had around about 10 songs in the top five in the early 80s, songs like Green Door, Oh Julie, You Drive Me Crazy, and he joined Bonnie Tyler in a terrific song. She had that song, It's a Heartache, and they did a duet of a Brooke Benton, Dinah Washington song called Rockin' Good Way, terrific song. He did an album at that time with Dave Edmonds called Shaky, and that became number one and led to a number one hit, Merry Christmas Everyone, in 1985. And he was very successful in the mid-80s, but his success declined a bit after about the late 1980s, early 1990s, and he ended up becoming a little bit of a guy who was in ads, Heineken Beer. He was in a commercial for Heineken beer.
Really?
The moment he drank Heineken beer, he stopped shaking. did well for his wallet, I guess. But anyway, it was a bit of a gap with tours and that. And in 2005, he had a greatest hits album called The Collection, and that reached number five in the charts. And around at the same time, he also did a 2005 redo with a guy called Tony Christie, who you might remember with the song I Did What I Did for Maria. And yeah.
Happy birthday, baby.
Yes, there's quite a few Tony Christie did. The song they did is called Is This the Way to Amarillo, and that sort of brought him a little bit more prominent. Now, where he really became prominent again was a success in a UK TV show called Hit Me, Baby, One More Time, and that was a line from a Britney Spears song. And the premise of this particular show is former pop stars sang their biggest hit, and in this case for Shaken Stevens, it was This Old House. And they also had to do a cover version of a current song, and he chose Pink's song Trouble. Now, he won the grand final, and this brought the song This Old House back into the top 20, and in the process, it became his 33rd top 40 UK hit.
Wow.
And it was and a resurgence in popularity. So you just never know where music leads you for some of these people. In 2010, July, he had a heart attack, but he came good for his 30th anniversary tour the following year. And, of course, he's kept going. And in the meantime, overall in his career, he's recorded 12 albums. And I've got no doubt there'll be a couple more on the way before he finally bites the dust.
Roman, how old was he when he had his heart attack?
2010. So what, he was born 1948. What's that, 12? Oh, I don't know, 52, is it? Am I doing my maths right, am I? I think it's 52.
Yep.
His private life, he'd been married for 42 years, but they divorced, two sons and a daughter on the way, and he ended up having a relationship with his manager, Sue Davies, and he credits her for saving his life in the, you know, when he had his 2010 heart attack. Di, what I'm going to choose today is that song, You Drive Me Crazy. Now, there's something unusual about it, and I've never noticed it until I listened very carefully the other day. What he does, he doesn't actually sing the word crazy, he sings quasi. Remember how like Porky Pig in the cartoon?
Really?
Yeah, if you have a really close listen, it's there, but I must admit I never picked it up until I read it, because I didn't know anything about Shake and Stevens until I did this research.
Well, I think you picked a good one today, and we'll definitely listen in for the words crazy, yeah. But quasi.
Yeah, you'll have to, you don't really hear it unless you listen really hard for it.
Beautiful. Now, Roman, I'm going to see you on Saturday at the One New Tavern.
Yes, Mrs. Cosinow will be there. Susie Noel will be there around about lunchtime. So we'll catch up with you. We're looking forward to it immensely.
So any listeners that are out there, come meet Roman Cos and many of the other presenters here at 1FM on Saturday at the Tavern. Thanks, Roman, for your time.
No worries, Di. Catch you soon.
Shake and Stevens, You Drive Me Crazy or Quasi.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.